You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael and Darla there. And welcome. Welcome to BPN Radio. And, you know, when you have people working with you from different parts of the world, anything can happen. So welcome to Breakout Radio Church. And, Gene, what an honor it is.
Yes, it
is. What an honor it is to be able to be with everybody as we speak across America and around the world, and get me some notes up here. We always need notes, don't we?
That helps.
So so we're a translocal church without walls, and we're comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the world.
Yes.
We're not attending church, don't have a pastor. Well, that includes a lot of people. So we're responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And we're a house of prayer for all nations. So Gene and I are delighted to have you in church today. We welcome all of our church members. I've been praying for all of our church members. Here's a big list. I called all of their names, as I do most every day of the week. Pray for you. We got members from 23 states and across America, six different nations. And prayed for you today. And we're so thankful that you're a member of Breakout Radio Church. And if you're visiting today and you don't have a pastor or you don't have a church, not attending church, you can go to bpnradio.com or breakoutradiochurch.com. There's a membership link there for you, and we would be delighted to have you as a member. And, of course, this service is replayed every day and every morning, every evening at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And, of course, all day today, if you want to join us on Facebook Live, this service will be rebroadcast all day long on Facebook Live. So,
yes,
it's going to be a great day. And later on, we're going to be having one of our church members that's going to be moving today. We're going to be praying for him. Right now, Ian Keeper, our associate, is going to come, and we're going to pray, because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so, Ian, come on in.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dale. What an honor it is to be here this morning. So let's just bow our heads and pray together.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, thank you so much for all that you're doing in our lives, Lord.
Yes.
For this time and this place in the world of being here right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for this technology that allows us to reach those out there throughout
the
corners of the world that or may not have a church, or may not be able to hear the word of God, Lord, that this just deliver a message to them and to their hearts,
Lord.
God, that just they receive and they hear your love, God.
Thank
that
you,
they
Lord.
Hear and feel
Thank
your
you,
love, your guidance, your heart, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your will for their life, your will for this world, God. We just love you so much, and
Thank
we
you,
are
Lord.
So grateful for
Hallelujah.
All that you do in our lives, God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
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 Lord, we just worship you and honor
yes.
you.
Yes.
We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We
That's
praise
right, yeah.
you today and honor
yes.
you today and magnify you, Lord. Come magnify the
yes.
Lord with me. Let us exalt yes. his name together. Yes. Hallelujah. And so we praise you, oh God, for what you've done in our lives. And we worship you today for who you are. We praise you and worship you and magnify you. We are so very, very thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be able to minister from Austin, Texas, from our ministry center here, to people across America and around the world. We just pray that you'll bless this service. We set ourselves in agreement with Ian. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
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 Yeah. Well, let me get on this side of you, Gene.
Okay.
And, wow, you look more beautiful on this side. for some reason. today's a very special day. We do want to remind people before we begin today that if you have a prayer request, all you have to do, if you're on, go to our Facebook page, and you can just type in your prayer request. And at the close of the service today, we will have the people to pray with you and agree with you concerning your prayer request. So let us know your first name and where you live and what your prayer request is, and we'll pray. Well, today, Gene, we are praying for the nations of the world. I think most of the people see the globe right here that is in front of us, the world, and I might need to pull that back a little bit. The world, there we are, the globe that is in front of us. And we are responding to the call that we have as a church to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And we are doing that. We are a worldwide church. And we're responding to the last command of Jesus. The last command of Jesus. And this is from the Living Bible. And he said, he told them, this is Jesus, before he went back to join his Father, "You go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere." And that's what we want to do here at Breakout Radio Church. We want to preach the good news of Jesus to everyone, yes, everywhere. And who would have ever thought, Gene, that we could do that here in our 50th year of full-time ministry? Who would have ever believed? I mean, this is surreal that we could actually preach into nations of the world. And I'm just looking at the list today of nations that have been joining us. United Kingdom, Brazil, Moldova, Canada. This is our listening audience in order of most listeners. United Kingdom, Brazil, Moldova, Canada, Germany, Russia, Italy, France, China, India, Portugal, Costa Rica, Mexico, Malaysia, Belgium, Philippines, South Africa, Indonesia, Australia, Spain, Colombia, South Korea, Hong Kong, Argentina, Venezuela, Afghanistan, Ecuador, Ireland, Netherlands, Guatemala, Singapore, Poland, Japan, United Arab Emirates. United Wow. Arab Emirates are joining us. And Pakistan, as well as Kenya, Niger, Bolivia, Trinidad and Tobago, Greece, Honduras, Dominican Republic, Algeria, Uganda, Turkey, Puerto Rico, Tanzania. It's amazing. We could go. Over 100 nations have been joining us on BPN Radio, and what a privilege that we have. And who would have ever thought, Gene, that we would be able to minister to all of these nations in a day. I mean, you know, I was reading today from the book of Isaiah, chapter 66. I think I shared this a week or two ago. But it says, before she went into labor, she had the baby. Did you hear what that's what it said? Before she went into labor, she had the baby. You would have liked to have done that.
Oh, absolutely.
Before she went into labor, she had the baby. Before the birth pangs hit, she delivered a son. Yes. And it said, Isaiah said, "Has anyone ever heard of such a thing? Has anyone ever seen anything like this? A country born in a day, a nation born in a flash." But that's what God does.
Yes.
And has anyone ever heard of a radio church without walls where we could actually speak into nations of the world in one day? In one day. Yeah. How many years, Gene, did it take us? How many years did it take us to go into these different places? I mean, we started, you know, we received a call in 1966 to go into all the world. I mean, the world was in our heart. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says God will set the world in our hearts. But we did not respond until 1982. There's a lot of people that they have a call to the world, you know, but they don't respond. But we responded And you remember the first nation we went to?
Jamaica.
We went to Jamaica. And it was our first mission trip in 1982. And the Holy Spirit had spoke to us that we were going to start building churches around the world. But we learned later that we know in part and prophesy in part, but it wasn't actually physical buildings, was it?
No.
But we did build a physical building in Jamaica.
We did. We built a church there.
Yeah. We went over and dedicated it.
Yes, we did.
And it was amazing. But then we started traveling to nations of the world, because after that, you know, once you get started, once the momentum starts, there's something incredible about momentum. And then
yes,
we started, and our ministry took us to Belgium and France and England and Scotland and Ireland and Haiti and Jamaica, the Marshall Islands, Canada, Burundi, Africa, the Congo, Africa, Germany, Russia, Romania, India, Spain, Israel, Austria, the Bahamas, and wow. And we just started.
Yes, we did a lot of traveling.
Went to those nations
sure.
of the world.
Yes.
And people and interpreters, and it was surreal that we got to visit and minister in these different nations of the world.
Yes.
And God set the world in our heart. And then God gave us the opportunity. He put a BPN radio station in our hands starting in November of 2014. And now we can speak to all these nations that took us from 1982 until 2013 or 14. All of those nations, it took us all those years to visit those places. We can now speak to them in a day.
Yeah, it's almost surreal. Ministered all of them at one time.
Has anyone ever heard of such a thing? I mean, we're speaking to people in Germany right now. We don't get on the plane and fly 5,000 miles. We spend a lot of time on airplanes, don't we, Gene?
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Over 2 million.
That's just with American Airlines.
Yes.
And then the other airlines. And travel days to get there. We
yes,
went out,
we
remember, went out to the Marshall Islands.
We did.
We've never seen anything like that.
No.
halfway between Hawaii and Australia, right on a little island, 1 mile wide and 30 miles long.
Yes.
And we ministered there for several days. The Marshall Islands, the Queen of Marshall Islands came. The Queen
That's
Mother
right.
came to the meetings. And we were there, out in the middle of the ocean. The Pacific Ocean, ministering. It took us
yes.
days to get there.
Yes, it did.
But here we are, Gene, here we are now, speaking right. to the Marshall Islands.
Yes.
We love the people, the Marshallese people. Boy, they don't
yes,
need
they
any
do.
Music. They just sing a cappella style. And it,
they
the
do.
Harmony,
it's beautiful.
The harmony is amazing. And we just speak right now to our friends in Germany. And Auf Wiedersehen. No, that's goodbye. We don't want to say goodbye.
No.
And our friends in France, oui, oui. And our friends in England, a piece of cake and a cup of tea. Just to think that we can speak to all of these nations right now,
right.
the nations of the world, because God has set the world in our hearts today.
Yes.
And I know that God is calling a breakout radio church to go into all the world. We're going into all the world, but we're praying today, Gene, that God will set the world in the hearts of our church members.
Yes.
And that He will give them great compassion. And there may be a lot of you members at Breakout Radio Church, you've never been to another nation of the world. I believe that in the next 24 to 36 months, that many of you are going to be able to take a missionary journey. In fact, I believe there's going to come a day that Breakout Radio Church someone from Breakout Radio Church, one of our leaders, will be able to lead missionary journeys to different nations of the world.
Yes.
And it's just amazing. And I remember going to England and prophesying over Noel Richards that when he led the music and prayer day at Wembley Stadium, over 40,000 people, and you and I got to sit in the Queen's box, and
yes,
I got to help lead the prayer. It was an amazing opportunity. And I prophesied the next day when Noel Richards came to the service, I prophesied that he would be in stadiums in nations of the world. You remember that?
I do, and that happened.
It happened. And I said, Noel, I don't know what stadium you're going to next, but I began to describe it in detail because I saw it in my spirit. And he said, Dale, I know exactly where that is. That
is Berlin,
is in
Germany.
Berlin, Germany.
Yes.
And so you and I were ministering in Frankfurt, Germany. We got on the train. And we took the train to Berlin.
We did.
And we went into that empty stadium. You know, I believe that if people have a word from God, you see it, you see something, you say something, and then you do something.
Fine.
So we saw it in our spirit. We saw nations of the world gathering in the stadium in Berlin, Germany, the Olympic Stadium that was built in 1936 under Adolf Hitler. And so you see something and you say something. So I saw it. Then I said to Noel, let's gather in Berlin, Germany. Let's go into that stadium and let's practice. When we were called to preach, that's what I do.
Right.
I would go into the bedroom and I would practice on preaching, get my finger out there and I would preach. So I said, let's go to the stadium. And they let us in. There was people that came from different nations of the world. And we gathered in Berlin Stadium, and we practiced. We prayed. I've got it on our 50-year video.
Yes.
We prayed. We prophesied. We sang.
Yes, we did.
And we called for the nations of the world to come to Berlin, Germany. And Noel Richards wrote a song, and I'm going to play it right now. It said that he wrote a song entitled Calling All Nations. And we had the opportunity to go to Berlin, Germany, to Olympic Stadium and practice, and they came.
They came.
They came from the nations of the world. And that's what we want to happen at Breakout Radio Church. We want nations to come to Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, we do.
The church without walls. We are a translocal church. We're not a local church. I do believe in the local church. But we're a translocal church where people from nations of the world can join us here at Breakout Radio Church. And we know that we're speaking to nations of the world. In fact, the nations that have been praying with us most, the greatest number of nations, the greatest people are the USA, Finland. I mean, Finland has been our number two nation this past month.
Wow.
Way up Finland. I wish I could speak some Finnish. Can you speak Finnish, Ian?
No, not yet.
No,
we're going to have someone coming to minister for us in a few weeks. She speaks Finnish. And then we have the United Kingdom is the third most listened nation. Costa Rica after that, then Canada, Switzerland, Austria, Mexico, Lithuania, Netherlands, Thailand, Germany, Italy, Japan, Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is one of the top 10 listening nations right now. Lord, we are so thankful and so grateful that you have set the world in our hearts today to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, because the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. And so, the Bible says, John 3:16, we all know that, for God so loved the world that he gave. He loved the world. And we know that God is not just an American God, Gene. I mean, I'm preaching right now, aren't I? And you're helping me, and you're saying amen. Go and, what did he say? For God so loved the world, and not just God so loved America. Right. And so many times we think that God is just an American God. But he is a Russian God. He is a Japan God, a Japanese God. He is an Iranian God.
Yes.
He loves Iran.
He does.
So we're so thankful. Here's what he said concerning the harvest. He said, pray to the one in charge of the harvesting. Well, that's the Holy Ghost. And ask him to recruit more workers for his harvest fields. The harvest is so great, he said, and the workers are so few. John chapter 4 said, do you think the work of harvesting will not begin until the summer ends 4 months from now? Look around you. Vast fields of human souls are ripening all around us and are ready now for reaping.
Yes.
Father God, we pray for the souls in North Korea. We pray for the souls in Iran. We pray for the souls in Iraq. We pray for the souls in Syria. Lord, lay some nation upon our heart. Right now, here at Breakout Radio Church, I pray that you will speak to church members and lay a nation upon their heart. And just write me and say, Pastor, I have this nation in my heart. We can give you more information about that nation. We're going to pray for nations of the world because we're speaking to nations of the world, not just one to one church or one city, yes. Not to one state or one nation, but to nations of the world. So I'm going to play this song by Noel Richards, Calling All Nations. And that was a call for nations together there in 1997 to, 1998, I believe it was, to come to Germany, Berlin. But today we're playing this song and we're going to give a call to people that are in nations of the world. I believe there come a day, Gene, that we'll have a representative at Breakout Radio Church from every nation of the world. I believe it's all, it's possible, isn't it?
It's possible. All things are possible.
Yeah, so we agree right now. So I'm going to play this song by Noel Richards. It's entitled Calling All Nations. And then I'm going to come back and share a little bit. And then we're going to have, we're going to pray over one of our church members. So here we go. Here's Noel Richards, Calling All Nations of the World. And that's what we're doing here. Breakout Radio Church. Hallelujah. Glad you came.
Calling all nations, come and worship.
nations. Calling all nations. Here on here at Breakout Radio Church today, we're calling all nations. Nations that have been listening to BPN Radio and joining us. Nations that we have made contact with. We are calling today. We're calling Kuwait and Cyprus. We're calling Antigua and Barbuda. We're calling Papua New Guinea, Zambia, Turks and Caicos Islands, Bermuda, Bulgaria, Virgin Islands, Ghana, Belarus, Jordan, Luxembourg, Taiwan, Mozambique, Iran. We have people listening in Iran, Namibia, Armenia, Latvia, Haiti, Slovakia, Cayman Islands, Slovenia, Guadeloupe, Aruba, Paraguay, Lebanon, Cape Verde, Qatar, Nepal, Burundi, Jamaica, Mongolia, Czech Republic, Syria, Dominica, Macedonia, Reunion, Sudan, Bangladesh, Iceland, Iraq, Panama, Georgia, Croatia, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland, El Salvador, Bahamas, Hungary, Malta, Tunisia, Uruguay, Madagascar, Israel, New Zealand, Austria. All of these people have been joining us at one time or another. Vietnam, Puerto Rico. Calling all nations. What did he say? What did he say in Mark chapter 16? He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature or all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned, and these signs will follow those that believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. The last command was to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I believe that every believer needs to be praying for the nations of the world. Every believer needs to be looking out on the harvest and saying, oh, no, it's not time, it's not right, but it is. I want to say to the church here in America, we have a short window of opportunity. We have a short window of opportunity. There are forces of darkness that are attempting right now to bring our president into impeachment. They are attempting to overthrow this nation. We have a short window of opportunity to preach the gospel, to declare the gospel. And for preachers like me to minister under certain administrations, it could be hate speech, what I'm preaching from Sunday to Sunday. So we have a man in the White House who is praying and gathering people into prayer. One of my friends, Rodney Howard Brown, went to the White House a couple of weeks ago, laid hands on President Trump and prayed over him and ministered to him. He has ministers to come in to the Oval Office and lay hands on him and pray with him and pray for him. Satan hates that. The devil does not want that to happen. But we have this major opportunity. And we cannot be frivolous about it. We must be good stewards. The harvest is ripe. We're not to say, no, it's not ready. But Jesus said, look around you. Vast fields of human souls are ripening all around us and are now ready for reaping. And there's so many, many people that need the gospel that are suffering today. And we, as Christians, we must pray for them. We must intercede for them. And when we have the opportunity, we must go. We have a missions director at Breakout Radio Church. And I believe there'll come a day that he'll give an opportunity for some of you to go into the mission field and look and see. When Gene and I went to Jamaica, when we went to Haiti and we saw the ruins there, people living in pasteboard boxes and living and they had to use the restroom in open fields with no privacy, and our, Our hearts broke. Our lives were changed. We came back to America and saw that we had all of these things at our disposal. We have all these things at our disposal so that we can share with the nations of the world. And so would you help me pray right now? In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray right now for the nations of the world. This is a worldwide church. And I know that I'm not just speaking to people in America right now. I'm speaking to people in nations of the world. Places that Gene and I have been able to go to. And Lord, I remember going to India. And for 7 hours, I stood with Dr. David Remedios, a surgeon from Louisiana, one of my spiritual sons. He stood with me and gave me water. I had 3 interpreters. And for 7 hours, I prophesied and ministered without stopping. I was so tired. I was so tired. I didn't want anything to eat after I was finished because I was so tired. But it was the last day, and people were crowding into the building and saying, "Please pray for me. Pray for me." And I'll never forget leaving that church in Bangalore, India, with people still needing a word from God. People gathering at the airport at 2 o'clock in the morning to see us off. The world is closer than it's ever been. And we have the opportunities. Would you ask the Holy Spirit right now to place the world in your heart? Not only your nation, but nations surrounding you. Nations surrounding you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray for my friends in many nations of the world where Gene and I have sown. And I pray for nations that BPN, that Breakout Radio Church, is sowing into. We've been sowing financially into Vietnam, into Cambodia, into Israel, into Malawi, Africa, Burundi, Africa. We've been sowing into Spain. We've been sowing into India. We've been sowing into Belgium. We are a giving church. We not only are preaching into these nations of the world, but we are sowing into nations of the world. Four of my grandchildren just came back from Cambodia and shared the story of what's going on there. They went there to minister. There's so many, many needs. And Lord, I pray, would you agree with me right now? Lord, set the world in our heart. Set the nations of the world in our hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name. Here at Breakout Radio Church. And when I think about it, all how many years it took for Gene and I to travel to these nations and minister, and now I can minister to them. It took several years. Now I can minister to them in one day. Can it happen in a day? It can happen in a day. You know, God gave me this word several years ago, and he said, what used to take 6 years will begin to take 6 months. And what used to take 6 months will begin to take 6 weeks. And what used to take us 6 weeks will only take 6 days. Everything is rapidly increasing, escalating. The opportunities, everything is happening so quickly that it is mind-boggling. It is mind-boggling. Before she went into labor, she had the baby. Before the birth pangs hit, she delivered a son. Has anyone ever heard of such a thing? There are so many, many opportunities out there. So God set the world in our hearts right now. In Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, right now, that you will speak to people at Breakout Radio Church. I hold the names of the members in my hand right now. I've been praying over every one of them. Would you speak to us in Jesus' name? Speak to us about how we can sow into a nation, how we might go to a nation, how we can have a pen pal in a nation. How we can pray for a certain nation. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I pray for those of you today that you're not a Christian, you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, you've never accepted the price that was paid on Calvary, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to give you an opportunity today to accept Christ as your Savior and Lord. Would you pray this prayer with me? For the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can receive salvation. You can receive eternal life. You can have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life today. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross of Calvary. I believe that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept your forgiveness. I forgive others and I forgive myself. I will walk in love and forgiveness. I'm no longer a black sheep. I'm not just a stray. I'm one that is accepted of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all you have to do to write me, if you want to write me, it's all you have to do is go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. You can contact me right here on Facebook Live. Just put your name and I'll contact you. Your city, your state. We want to help you any way we can. Any way we can. If there's a local church nearby that you can get involved in, that's wonderful. But if you don't have a church, you're in between churches, or maybe your work schedule does not allow you to go to church on Sunday morning, or something, maybe you've never got started at church, or maybe something has happened and you're no longer attending church. Whatever it may be, I'll give you an opportunity now to become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And there's so many ways that we can contact you by phone, by Facebook, by Skype, by email, by texting. There's so many, many ways that we can reach out to you and help you. And if you want to be a member of the church, you go to breakoutradiochurch.com. Breakoutradiochurch.com. And you click on the membership link and you just fill out the information so that we can stay in contact with you and so that we can help you and be a blessing to you. That's what we want to do, is be a blessing. It's so good to have one of our members with us today, who's going to share a little bit about giving, and then we're going to give you an opportunity to give, and then we have a couple of very important things that we're going to do before church service is over. So Jim Christensen, who actually lives on the block and is a member of Breakout Radio Church, he's going to share a little bit about giving, and then we are going to tell you how to give. We're going to pray for you. Jim, good to have you today.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
The microphone's yours.
Thank you. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's such a pleasure to be with you all. I'm amazed at looking behind that screen. There are so many folks out there that are attending this church openly, and we're so grateful to God that you are here with us. I do want to say there may be some of you that may not be able to get out, or you have to stay in a certain locale. God bless you, and I want you to know that there is great value in who you are, and because you are listening to this time in this church here that we have at Breakout Radio Network, God is going to bless you today. So I hope that you've taken to heart what Pastor Dale just shared with you. If you've accepted Christ as your Savior, if you've asked him to forgive you of your own personal sin, and you believe that he rose from the dead on the third day on your behalf, and you've placed your faith in Christ, you are a believer. The Bible says that you were accepted in the Beloved. And I want you to know that that happened to me some 40 years ago when I gave my heart to Christ and I listened to a young man who had changed his life, and by changing his life, he changed mine. I want to share with you, in the process of that happening to me, what I wanted to do was I wanted to share that with everyone else. I wanted to give what had been given to me. And as a result, my life changing, I began the process of telling others about Christ because of the great love and the new life that had changed in and through me. Now, has it been that way? Has it been wonderful the entire time? No, it hasn't. I've had my ups and my downs. But the fantastic thing in the Word of God, it reminds us that God loves us so much that He wants us to live our life for Him. We give of our life because of what He gave to us. And so what I want to ask you today is, if you have an opportunity, if you would like to share what God has given to you, you can do it in many ways. You can do it with your time. You can do it with your treasure that God has given you, or your talents. I want to step back just one second and share with you something that I've utilized in public education and private Christian education. I've been a school principal for a number of years, and I have to hire people. And I'll tell you, in this day and age, as Pastor alluded to earlier, boy, we're living in a day and a time that is very, very difficult. The things that we thought were right have been told to us that they're wrong. And the wrong things are now been flipped on to say that those are the right things. But what I tell people is, my staff, when I'm working with them, is I tell them to acknowledge people. You acknowledge people every single day. I don't go searching down the halls for kids, but if they're in my purview, I acknowledge them. Then I accept them for who they are, just like Christ accepted us just for who we are. And then I try to build into their life by affirming them, encouraging them, telling them things that about them that are going to be very supportive of their future. And then finally, I try to appreciate them just for who they are. Now, if you're a teacher out there and you've done these types of things, you know that there's a final step, and that is you grow to love them. That's called affection. And that's what we do. We love people because of what God has done for us. Now, this ministry, I will tell you here at Breakout Radio Network, has been pretty phenomenal. My pastor, Dale, sitting over here, walks up and down our streets and around our neighborhood, and he prays for people. He prays for me on a regular, every time I see him, he prays for me. And I want you to know I've been involved in ministry. I've seen some high-profile ministries that I've been a part of, and I will tell you, and I want you to know this, that God has blessed this man. He is the real deal. He loves you. He loves the nations. And the grand thing about it, and the one thing I know about Pastor Dale is that he is going to be among those along with you. The Bible says in Revelation 5:9 that there will be a group around the throne of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. You're a part of that. And even though I can't see you now, I know that God is going to bless us all when we come together. And so if you have opportunity, if you are not currently in a church, or you want to give, great ministries like this are supported by the goodness of your heart, giving back to the Lord for what He's done for you so that we can share with others. And this is a prime opportunity for you to do that. So God bless you. Thank you for watching this morning. And I hope to see you, not on the other side, but if I don't see you soon, I'll see you in eternity.
Okay, thank you so very, very much. Jim Christensen, one of our church members, he and his wife Marie and daughter Hannah, and we are so very, very thankful and grateful for you guys. Well, it's time to receive our tithes and offerings, and if you are a member of Breakout Radio Church, we encourage you to be faithful. This Breakout Radio Church, as every church in the whole wide world, is supported by the tithes and the offerings of the church members. So I want to give you the opportunity to give right now. You can make your checks to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And you send your check to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And we are a church, and your gifts are tax deductible. And if you want to use your PayPal, our credit card, our debit card, all you do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com and click on the donate button, or bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. So I want to give you just a few moments as you prepare your tithes and offerings, your contributions, your donations. Father, I just pray for people that are giving today. I am so very, very thankful for the faithful members of Breakout Radio Church who contribute to this ministry on a weekly basis or a bi-monthly basis, a monthly basis. I just ask God that you bless them as they're faithful to give the first fruits of their income, even above and beyond, to help us reach the world, to help us sow into other nations with preaching, as well as sharing finances that come in to Breakout Ministries. Bless the people that are giving today. Bless them abundantly and bountifully. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give you just a few moments to give. I would like to say that Breakout Radio Church is a part of BPN Radio, and BPN Radio is on 24 hours a day, broadcasting 24 hours a day. And we are so thankful that we have the opportunity to be able to lead BPN Radio as well as Breakout Radio Church. And remember that we have programming every day and every night. Don't forget our Prophetic Tuesday on BPN Radio. Ian Kieber's wife, Allison, will be hosting that on Tuesday. And if you are not receiving our daily prayer, you can do that. You receive our daily prayer by going to letsprayamerica.com and signing up. I send out a prayer every day. 5 years this September, we've been sending out a prayer every night to pray with. And so it's wonderful. Jim, why don't you come? And I'm going to ask Ian and Gene to join me. But tomorrow, Jim Christensen and his wife, Marie and daughter Anna, I got a lot of names here, will be moving to California. And Ian, I don't see that you. I don't see you in here. Move on in. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And we're going to lay hands on Jim. I told Jim earlier, one of the wonderful things about Breakout Radio Church, you can move any place in the world where there's an internet connection and still be a member.
Amen.
So you're moving to Southern California, right?
Well, we'll still be members with Breakout Radio Church.
Good. We just won't be on my block.
We're going to
miss you. One day we believe you'll return, but you're going to go out there to be a part of a school.
Yes.
Your administrator.
Yes.
And you're going to go to Southern California.
Yes. Well, you know, we're fully Texan, but it's bittersweet. I was having some difficulty here landing a position here. But an opportunity arose there, so we're going back. We've got friends there. We've got friends here, and we love them both. But the great thing is we're all believers, and we're all united in Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
And so next Sunday, you'll be joining us in Southern California.
Yeah.
But people can join us anywhere in the world.
Amen.
Transitions are difficult, but many times are necessary.
Yeah, they are, and it's been tough. We came out here, we were pulled out here. The doors open. We felt God gave us just a wide open door to come here. Marie experienced some health difficulties the past 2 years, and as a result, we've had to do some real changes. So
yeah.
All good.
Well, someone said change is here to stay.
Amen.
So we're going to pray for you. Gene is joining me, and Ian is joining me. We're going to lay hands on you. Mm-hmm. And, Father, we just thank you for Jim and Marie and
thank
Hannah
you.
Christensen that have been our neighbors, lived on our block now for these past 3 years. Mm-hmm. We've been neighbors. Mm-hmm. And we just lay hands on them as leaders here, as the pastor of pastors of Breakout Radio Church. Mm-hmm. Lay hands on them and bless them as they go. We ask for traveling mercies. Mm-hmm. We pray, Father God, that you would guide them and direct them as they make their move to Southern California, still being members of Breakout Radio mm-hmm. Church. Bless them, we pray. Mm-hmm. Bless them in this transition. Protect them. Watch over them as they move tomorrow. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
We love you, Jim.
Yes.
We love you, Jim.
Thank you.
And I want to pray for... I want to pray for any of you other people that are in transition. We know that Rose Mark and Rosemary McWilliams, who wrote the prayer journal that I use, they are moving from Arizona to Texas, and there may be some others in transition. And sometimes it's really difficult to leave your friends behind and your familiar surroundings and your comfort zones, but sometimes it's necessary. So we just pray for anyone that is in transition right now. Maybe you're making a move. You need to lease your house or sell your house or buy another house, whatever it may be. Maybe you need a new job. We pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, that God will bless you. Also, we've had a couple of requests that have come in. Linda from Dallas, Texas, that wants us to pray for her family to be together again. They've been apart for 25 years. Well, that's difficult when you get estranged from family members and things happen to part you and disunify you. So I pray for Linda. I pray right now for your family to get back together, to be one. And Tanya from Seattle, I know you're praying for a job and you're praying for your husband's salvation. So we just pray for Tanya a job. We pray for her husband's salvation in Jesus' name and for every need that is represented today at Breakout Radio Church. I want to pray for those of you that need healing. We believe that by his stripes you were healed, and by his stripes you are healed. And I'm just asking the Lord to touch you and minister to you. I know that Jean, she needs healing. And come on, Jean, come up here for a moment. For the past several months, Jean has had this numbness on her face and drawing around her mouth. And I'm just asking all of you to pray for Jean Gentry, a wonderful woman of God, my wonderful wife, for these past 56 years. And so, Father, I just pray for Jean, and I just set myself in agreement for her healing right now, that the numbness will leave her face, the activity, the drawing around her eye and mouth will leave. Yes. She's been through several different types of tests, and every test comes back normal. So we believe that... for healing for her, we declare in Jesus' name, and I set myself in agreement with the people that are attending Breakout Radio Church today, and we thank God for your healing, Gene. He's healed us so many times, hasn't he?
He has.
He healed you of cancer in 2004. He's a healing Jesus.
We know he's faithful.
He is faithful. And we agree for everyone out there that is watching today that needs healing, and we pray. We just bless some of our members today. We're so thankful. We bless Judy from Prescott, Arizona. We bless Kip from Bloomington, Indiana. Don't have time to call everybody's name, but we just want to bless some people. We bless Melinda from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada. We bless Lynn from Surfside Beach, South Carolina. We bless Pastor Devin Chime from Andhra Pradesh, India. We bless Bill from West Palm Beach, Florida. We bless Kim from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Laura from Yukon, Oklahoma. We bless Michelle from Madisonville, Kentucky. And we bless Barbara from Fort Worth, Texas. We bless Kathy from Carlsbad, New Mexico. We bless Victoria from St. Matthew, South Carolina. We bless Nora from Garden Grove, California, and Connie from Barnett, Vermont. Wow. We bless Carolyn from Sparks, Nevada. Look at all these people, all these members from so many places. We bless Isabel from Oceanside, California. Benedine from San Diego, California. We bless Kathleen from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And Charles from Madison, Alabama. Ken and Sue from Gig Harbor, Washington. Lynn from Decatur, Georgia. Sharon from Rock Springs, Georgia. James from Escondido, California. We are so blessed to have all of these members, and we just speak a blessing on them, don't we? Amy from New Columbia, Pennsylvania. Adriana from Pasadena, Texas. And our newest member, Melinda, from Ringwood, Oklahoma. And we bless your father-in-law from Montana, Ollie. We bless you, Ollie, from Montana out there. And we bless all of you. We just ask God to give you a good week in Jesus' name. Well, it's been great having you at Breakout Radio Church. And so stay tuned to BPN Radio. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for attending today. Breakout Radio Church. Gene and I love you. Jesus loves you.
Yes.
You have a great day.